Welcome to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Be sure to check out Greg at www.gregdwyer.com. That's www.gregdwyer.com. Now on to our show. Take it away, Greg.
So you could have all the money in the world. You could achieve all the dreams. You could have the penthouse office, you know, and be really successful. But I know a lot of people, they got a lot of money, and they're very successful, but they are crazy. My guest today is not crazy. He's written a book called The Practical Guide to a Healthy Mind. His name is James Vera. It is a book that you ought to get a hold of, 12 chapters, things that I've been studying for over 20 years, and I'm so excited to have James on the podcast today. James, thanks for being on the podcast.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much. I'm so glad that, you know, we met and that we hooked up actually at my last book signing. And then you asked me to be on your show, which I think is great because it's an opportunity for me to talk to people about my experiences and not only the book, but the fact that the book offers so many different tools to help you be the steward of your own mind, which, as you and I both know, is the most important. It's your mind, and you have to be the steward of it.
Right. I think if you get your mind right, I think you can get every area of your life. Now, this isn't your first rodeo. Like, what is this, your fifth or sixth book?
No, it's actually my fourth.
Okay.
And like I said, it's all-encompassing. I had gone through a very difficult time, which I cover right in the beginning of the intro, because basically I've been helping people with hypnosis in my office for almost 15 years. I had many, many people with all types of losses and grief and, you know, all the stuff that you see when people want to change their thinking to change their life. And you know, it's easy to give that advice. And it's easy to say, oh, those feelings will leave. And you just got to give it some time. And, you know, all that stuff is great to tell someone. But when you're actually in that swamp, and now all of a sudden, you know, as I put in the book, shit got real. It was time for me to think about all the different techniques that I had learned from two different treatment centers that I had been in over the years and all the myriad of therapists I've had, both good and bad. But it all came down to me, my unconscious mind, and the tools.
Yeah, well, the tools are important, and I'm looking at the table of contents here. Talks about mindful meditation, chapter one, self-hypnosis, visualization, journaling and scripting, affirmations, exercise and movement, reading inspirational words, prayer, chanting, law of attraction, list, letters, written word, magic. Magic mushrooms. You know, I haven't got to chapter 11 yet, but boy, I want to know more about that. And then chapter 12, go create the life that you want. The question I have for you is this. Since you're a healer, and you know, we met last week, the second time we met after I heard you speak, but you deal with people. You deal with people a lot. Do you think it's an epidemic, James? Do you think people are walking around wounded, you know, pretending that life is okay? But, you know, what's your feel out there? I don't know if you're an empath, but what's your feel? You think people have these wounded stories? What's your feeling about it all?
Yeah, I think that I think as a world we're wounded. We've been fighting since caveman days. We've been territorial. Right. And then there's a group of the species that really want to get along. And there's a group of the species that realize that it's an inner peace. It's an inner job. And, you know, Victoria Gallagher, as you know who Victoria is as well, and she writes The Practical Law of Attraction. And you know, she said something in her book that was absolutely life-changing for me because I, as much as I write self-help books, I read as many as I write. I've been reading like probably yourself, you know, since you were young and found out about New Thought and how you could change your thinking. Mm-hmm. And Victoria said, most people, when they want to achieve manifestation, they always start with the wrong step first. They say, well, when I'm wealthy, I can be this or I can be that. And when I have this, I can be and I can be this and that. And what she said is, actually, you have to learn how to be first.
Right.
And that's what I've spent the last year and a half of my own life, because, you know, nothing like a 23-year relationship to end to wake you up into, you know, unless you run off and medicate with another relationship, which some people do. But I believe that everyone needs a lot of time in between those things to examine who you are, what you could have done differently, and so forth. But I think what I've been learning over this time is exactly what I teach in the book, which is how to be. And those tools mm-hmm. actually teach you one way or the other. And I also want to mention, Greg, that these are not have-tos. We have so many of those things, and I think that's what's poisoning us as well. I have to go to the gym, and I have to only eat carbs, or eat no carbs and no sugars, and I have to, and I have to, and I have to meditate, and I have to journal, and I have to run 6 miles. Stop. Like, stop.
Yeah.
It's about a must. Right. I mean, it's not about a must. It's about a get-to. I get to journal today. I get to take some time and to go into mindfulness meditation. And there are periods, and I'm sure you have these yourself, where, you know, you'll spend a lot of time doing meditation or a lot of time doing journaling. And then all of a sudden that method falls off and you start doing more self-hypnosis with yourself. But it's an ebb and flow being the steward of your own mind.
Yeah, it reminds me of a story. I talked to somebody a week ago, and they're like, I'm thinking of relocating. I'm going to get a better job. I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to get to the next level. And I know this person for a while. So I said, let me ask you something. Why are you doing it? And you got a mortgage? No. Got car payment? Nope. You got debt? Nope. This person was like 48, 49. What's the motivation? Well, no, I just can't stop. You know, I got to go, go, go. And I said, you know, most people would like to be in your shoes. You have no mortgage, no car payments, no debt, investments, real estate, all this kind of stuff. I said, just enjoy your life. Just take a breath. Just take a breath and enjoy yourself. But yeah, I can relate because, you know, we met last week. We talked. Relationships fall apart. I went through a divorce. I was married for 10 years. James, it was the worst thing that ever happened to me, I guess next to my mom dying when I was a kid. But when I look back, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me. It's not really about you here. It was the best thing that ever happened to me because I looked at it, and it was so tragic. It was so unexpected. But
at the time, it seems horrible. But when you walk through the fear and you get to the other side, you walk through the sadness and you get to the other side, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You wonder who the other person was. Don't you wonder who Greg that was in all that grief and mourning was?
Yeah, I got to tell you something. You know the hero's journey. I'm preaching to the choir. But the person I was back then is not the person I am today. And there's no way I would have transformed unless I went through that hell. You know. And I know it sounds cliche. Take your mess and make it a message. And write my book. You know, you're going to see my next. But the truth is, every great story, I mean, how does Luke Skywalker start? You know, his family gets killed. Here's the first 3 seconds of the movie. His family's
tragic
dead.
Loss.
Okay, what's next?
Right.
What's next?
Right. Yeah, and there are certain, you know, there are certain people, and I'm not saying that, you know, traditional therapy isn't good because, I've gotten a lot from different therapists over the time. But the ultimate thing, at the end of the day, all those 12 chapters that are in that book, at the end of the day, I paid copay after copay after copay. I mean, one of my best friends, he's turned out to be a best friend. He was actually a high school creative writing teacher when I went to Catholic school. And he's also an author, Father James Chiquetto from Stonehill College. And, he's the one that taught me those things, you know, and to just be okay, like to realize that no matter what, you're going to be okay, and that you have to be that steward to yourself. Like, no clergy, no therapist, nobody can do it for you. And that's the, you know, like the other thing I had showed you on YouTube when we met. You know, the analogy of Row, Row, Row Your Boat by Prince E.A.
Yeah.
And you know, it's true. We have to row our own boat. You can't row somebody else's boat. You got to row your boat. And it really should be merrily, 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 gently, gently down the stream. Like I was saying before, we're all so hard on ourselves with these gotos and musts. And simplify your life. Simplify it with electronics. Simplify it with the hoarding of stuff that you have around you that you think is going to make you happy. It's not going to fill the hole, the hole that says, I'm not enough. That comes from, as you know, affirming that to yourself over and over again. I am enough, and I'll always be enough.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, I've been around the personal development industry for over 20 years, right? So I started with a seminar and just went to everything I could, and I'm looking at the chapters here, and I'm like, I know this stuff, visualization, writing things down. I get it. This is wonderful. I love the fact that at the back of each chapter you have more information. The one thing that I don't know anything about and I have no reference to is magic mushrooms. And I certainly don't want to take, you know, a turn here and talk about mushrooms for the next 15 minutes. But
I think it's and the reason why I included it is because I work in the medical field. So I work in hospitals where they, you know, where they do research. And I joined a group of providers at this particular hospital that specialize in PTSD, migraine headaches, but cluster headaches. Cluster headaches are also called suicide headaches because they come in clusters. So somebody might get them for this horrific pain like someone's chopping your head with an axe. It might happen for like 21 days in a row, and then it'll finally let up. But during that 21 days, some people do end their lives. So they started to experiment, and this is years ago, so it's in many trials now, so this isn't new experimentation at all. Anybody that is interested, it's actually called psilocybin, mushrooms. They call them magic mushrooms because, as we know, in the 60s, the Beatles got into them, and you know, other people that were into psychedelics, they were a more natural form. Used, and I'm not advising anybody to go out and use any kind of magic mushrooms without medical supervision. That's not what it's about, and that's what I say in the book. Let's not go out and buy street drugs and kill ourselves because we think we're doing the right thing. These drugs, when they're used, when that psilocybin mushroom is used in a capsule, it's ground into a powder. It's done in very small doses, and then these people that take it are actually supervised for the six-hour period until it wears off. What's interesting is the results. If you look at the results of reducing, and I'm not talking about generalized anxiety that a lot of us have that come and go. I'm talking about crippling anxiety where people can't function because they are so much in anxiety, and it's affecting their physical body and everything else. So those people that are in that category that have taken psilocybin mushrooms say the effects are far beyond any antidepressant or anxiety. And in addition, they only have to take it when they take it, and it's not a daily thing. It's something that they experience for a six-hour period, and then that could actually last, the effects of it. Not that you're still in the effects of it, but the actual beneficial part of the therapeutic part has long-lasting effects. So it's something that if someone that's listening is like, oh, my God, I've tried all those things in your book that you have, This is the one thing I – then find a research study. Find Yale or find somebody that's doing research with psilocybin mushrooms. And there are plenty in it. It's become legal. It was one of the bad class drugs that was listed as heroin and LSD and all these other things. And now some states like Colorado and I don't know what other states have loosened those laws for medicinal psilocybin mushrooms, similar to what they're doing with medicinal marijuana. But keeping in mind, all of this research is ever so new. And you know, you have to be really understanding the fact that if you're going to do something, you're part of research. You know, you're taking that giant step for other anxious people. But it's not something, and I'm going to say it again, but it's not something we should go out and self-medicate with or try to do those things ourselves, because you could end up doing more harm than good. But, yes, for PTSD, migraine headaches, and anxiety, psilocybin mushrooms is showing to be very, very beneficial.
Well, I love to learn new things. I really do. I certainly don't know it all. It's nice to relearn things, but at the same time, add something, you know, to the knowledge. So the big question is, how do people get a hold of you? I know you have a beautiful website, contact information in case they want to do a hypnosis session, buy the book on Amazon. What's the contact information that people would need to get a hold of you?
So, you know, I'm at jamesmvera.com. Email, of course, is james@jamesmvera.com, but I think there's a contact page on there. There's self-scheduling on my website, which is really cool. So if you know what you want, you just go ahead and you're able to pick the dates and pay for it. And then you have a choice. You have a choice of either seeing me in person in my office in Cheshire, Connecticut, at the Watchop Factories. It's a beautiful office. And or you can actually see me on Zoom. And though a lot of people, the first question people ask me is it effective? Is the therapy as effective on Zoom as it is in person? And I would say equally so, but there are some advantages to the Zoom, which are the fact that you're in your own environment, so you automatically feel safe and secure. That's number one. Number two is, I believe, and I'm going to talk about this in a moment, hypnosis while we sleep, the Dr. Bruce Lipton stuff that I was talking to you about the other day. So definitely, I lost track of what I was saying. I'm sorry.
The other day we were talking about Bruce Lipton as far as programming your subconscious mind.
Yeah, but before I went to Bruce Lipton, I was talking about something, getting to a point. But anyways, the point is that yes, you can reprogram your own mind while you sleep.
Through
self-hypnosis. So getting back to Zoom. So I do those appointments over Zoom so I can record it so people can use that recording for reinforcement. Now, we know that there's a lot of people that sell, recordings. As a matter of fact, I have a inexpensive recording for those that are addicted to sugar, and that's at the hypnoketosis.com, hypnoketosis.com, which is the same title as my book. But if people go to hypnoketosis.com, they can find a $27 audio, which they can reprogram their mind so they can get away from sugar, because no matter what diet you're on or whatever eating program you're on, there's not any of them that include sugar.
You read my mind. I was very interested in that. That was the next question I was going to ask you. There's a colleague of ours. His name is Anthony Gailey, and I saw him at the NGH convention last August. And his whole stick was, it's the subconscious. It's the subconscious. And he said to an audience, there was about 100 people in the room, he says, if you just took an MP3 player, just recorded your own voice and said, I'm skinny, I'm happy, I'm successful, I'm wealthy, whatever, in your own voice, saying what you want to be, do, and have, and you just recorded it and listened to it every night, would actually, over a period of time, change your mind. And then he went on to say, but most of you won't do it. It's so simple. And then he went on to say, James, people who are successful, they have written goals. And he says, it's only like 1% or 2%. And there was 100 people in the room. And he goes, I want you to stand up if you have daily written goals, right? And I stood up, and somebody else in the room, he goes, guys, that's the curve. There's nothing you can do about it. 98% of the population will listen to this material. They won't do anything about it. 1% to 2% will, and that's why they're top performers, and the rest of the people, they're in the middle. And there's nothing you can do. Do you agree with this guy, or do you think you could actually get it to 3 or 4 or 5%?
No, I totally agree. I don't know that I could get it to 3 or 4 or 5% because human behavior is what it is. We all talk a good stick. Not everybody yep. wants to take the action that's required, and I've been guilty of it myself. That's the beautiful thing about the work I do. I'm freaking transparent. I tell people, look, I've been in 2 treatment centers. I've been 12-stepping. I've been doing it all. Like, I get you. I feel your anxiety. Yeah. I'm an empath. Most times I can predict what they're thinking, not because I'm some great mentalist or anything like that, but just being a Cancer to begin with, Cancerians are very empathic. And I could walk into a room and feel a vibe. I mean, I've always been that way.
Wow.
I can see danger. Like, no, like I knew as a kid, oh, you guys are going to get in trouble. It's time for me to exit stage left, you know, like Snagglepuss. You know, it's like, I'm out of here, you know. so I was always going to exit stage left. Yeah, absolutely. So being a steward to your own mind, and let's get back to this hypnosis while you sleep. So
yes,
one
please.
Day I was sitting there on YouTube, and I'm watching Bruce Lipton, Dr. Bruce Lipton. He's actually a stem cell researcher. He writes a book called The Biology of Belief.
Yep.
And he talks about how we can actually, as crazy as this sounds to some, talk to ourselves, send healing light to ourselves, and actually heal our bodies, where our mind controls our bodies. But what he went on to say is, and you can see all of his videos on YouTube, he's all over, and he was on PBS a lot. And so basically what he says, though, is that the most, and he's not the only one that says this, obviously, but the most programmable time of our night, of our day, is right before we're going to fall asleep and during sleep, because we start to go into an alpha state. And when we go into an alpha state, that's the most programmable time. That's basically hypnosis. I mean, if you listen to the Sylvan Mind Control tapes, what does he say? Now you've entered the alpha state of mind, the alpha state of healing mind. You know, so he doesn't call it hypnosis. He calls it the alpha state of mind. No matter which way you look at it, it's what's been set up in our minds to bypass the critical faculty so we can go into understanding these suggestions that we really want, changing basically the physical neurology of our brain, the actual wiring, the neurology, the same kind of neurology where you learn to tie your shoes, ride a bike, drive a car, and unfortunately the same neurology that was set up for a smoker to remind themselves to smoke. They think they have an addiction. They don't have an addiction. They have a habit that they set up in their mind to remind them to keep smoking. That's all.
Right.
And it can be unlearned. It can be unlearned because new neurology can be put in its path instead, as you know. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir with you, but there are some people
understand. I love hearing this. The question I have for you, and this might end our relationship, so, you know, be careful. I'm just kidding. You believe in the subconscious.
I just went through 23-year breakup. You think I'm going to cry a lot?
Yeah, no, you won't. You won't even miss me. So here's the deal.
Okay,
do you believe in a super consciousness? And the reason I ask you this is because sometimes when I wake up and I'm in this alpha state, these crazy things come to my mind. Like, oh my God, I got to grab my journal. Like, I have a good night's sleep, or I'll be driving and all of a sudden these thoughts come to me. I'm like, where in the world did that come from? You believe that all of our minds are connected with everybody else and there's a super consciousness, or you think it's just BS?
No, I believe in that absolutely. And I go as far as to say, and this isn't to start rattling people's cages when it comes to religion, but I believe personally, I think I told you this the other day, that truly I believe that, you know, that this is the Christ within. And it's that little silent voice that tells you to do certain things. And sometimes you wish you would have listened. And hindsight is always 20/20, because I believe that this entity or Christ within or whatever you want to call it, at the same time gives you free will. I mean, you can program your mind to do what you want it to do, but it also has free will. And so if you don't listen to the whisper... And there's many a times haven't listened to the whisper.
I got to tell you, I'm a big believer. I've been studying this stuff for 20 years, but it's been in the last, 7 years. I'm just going to throw out a number. It's been the last 7 years that I have gone within instead of without. In other words, the whole Dorothy thing, looking for the answer outside of myself, and then looking within and asking within for the answers, and then having the answers come to me, and then realizing, James, and I don't know if you can swallow this, but I almost think life is but a dream.
Great tie-in. Are you familiar with a book that was written by a hypnotist long ago? He's not with us anymore. He went by the name of A.M. Krasner.
No.
And he had the Krasner method of clinical hypnotherapy, and he had a big school, and his son, I guess, ran it into the ground after a while. He was out in California. But the book that he wrote is called The Wizard Within.
I think I have it.
Isn't that a great book? I mean, he talks about that exact, like, the analogy, and I use this with my clients all the time. I say, you came to me like I'm the Wizard of Oz. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull the curtain and expose to you that you really already had the heart, the brain, the courage. All the things that you needed were already within you. And all I do is hold the lantern while you walk through the labyrinth.
Oh, my God. You know, I damn you. I'm going to spend the next hour looking for that book in my library.
So I wanted to talk more about this programming while you sleep. So
yeah, you got 3 minutes. Is that good? You got 3 minutes?
3 minutes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I can't,
time flies when I'm talking to you. It's like hypnosis.
Let me do this really quick. So I decided to take a 30-day experiment because I was terrified of flying even after I cured several hundred people with the fear of flying with hypnosis. I finally decided I was going to get rid of my own fear of flying. I listened to a YouTube audio for the fear of flying with hypnosis, and in 30 days I flew to Toronto on a small plane that held 20 people from Hartford to Toronto. I also want to do a Bible quote, which I'm not really big on that, but this idea of programming our minds before we sleep or during sleep goes back to the book of Job. Job book 33, 15-16. Here's what he says. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fall upon men and seals their instruction, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. In other words, what you tell yourself before you fall asleep is. Emile Couillé, every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. And if your listeners do nothing else, they should tell themselves 20 times before they fall asleep, every day in every way, I am getting better and better. You can find me at jamesandspira.com for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got 2 minutes left, so how do people get a hold of you? Your website is your name, right?
My website is my name. Also, if you put James M. Vera into Amazon, you'll see all 4 books that I've done. The one before this one, as you know, is called 3 Powerful Words, an affirmation that will unlock everything for you. So you got a lot of tools here, listeners, to go ahead and, you know, create the life you want and create it with intention.
Right. Yeah, well, I really appreciate this time. I'm glad our paths crossed last year when I heard you speak and bought all your books and was really happy that you gifted me with this book. I'm looking forward to diving in. And maybe in the future we can have you on again. I don't know. Are you planning another book? What's the future for you?
You know, it's so funny. I thought I was done after that book. I said, it took a lot out of me to write that book. And I said, I'm just going to take a pause. And now all of a sudden today and the other day, I keep feeling that whisper coming to my voice to write book number 5. And this might be more geared towards people like you and I, which are baby boomers, act 3, designed with intention. Yeah.
I love it. All right. We are out with James Vera. James, thank you so much. Guys, just keep focused, as I always say. Imagine that, James. Thank you so much.
Keep the shiny side up, Greg. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
You've been listening to The Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Check out Greg at gregdwyer.com. Be sure to download his ebook at gregdwyerebook.com to stay focused on what matters most to you. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. We want to thank you for listening. Now go make a difference in your world.